Did you know in United States, at a massive crossroads in Mississippi, a man once traded his soul for music? His name was Robert Johnson, a wandering bluesman, young, unknown, and terrible on guitar, until one night he vanished. Months later, he returned, and something had changed. He played like no one alive, fast, haunted. His fingers moved like smoke. People said it was unnatural. That's when the rumors began. They said he went to the crossroads at midnight with his guitar and waited. A tall man came, shadow black, eyes like coal. He tuned the guitar, whispered in his ear, and handed it back. From that night on, Robert's music had power. It made people cry, made them tremble, made them afraid. He never denied the story, only smiled, and played harder. But it came with a cost. Robert died at 27, poisoned, sick, alone. He crawled into the woods, screaming,
"Dogs are after me!"
At his funeral, they say the preacher wouldn't touch the body, said his eyes were still moving. Some believe the devil came to collect. Others say he's still out there, trapped in his own music. If you play his songs at midnight, real slow, you might hear breathing behind you, or footsteps, on dirt. And if you ever find yourself at a crossroads, empty, silent, and feel like someone's watching, don't take out your guitar unless you're ready to pay.